Welcome, welcome, welcome back to episode 10, which is the final episode of season 1 of They Made Their Way to the Ring. This week, for the last time this season, I bring to you a packed episode. An episode done, as always, in one take. Remember, mistakes do happen. So, without wasting any time, let's take it right back to the Divas division. The woman I'm talking about was a ditzy kind of diva. A diva who would find her footing with a microphone in hand, but would soon find herself main eventing Raw in mixed tag action. Armed with a catchy entrance theme and a kiss for the crowd, this diva fast became a fan favourite babyface in the ring, a Playboy cover girl, a Slammy Award winner, a first time ever kind of champion, and self-proclaimed First Lady of Professional Wrestling. You all know how this goes by now. Making her way to the ring from Chicago, Illinois, Maria. Or this time, to our channel a more Justin Roberts spin, Maria. Yeah, he's much more gritty. I'm sure he'd agree. Catch him over on AEW. You'll see what I mean. Okay. Let's take you way back, almost 20 years ago to 2004. We first saw Maria when she took part in the second season of WWE's Diva Search. That was their project to find the next big thing in the women's division. The competition would be held on the flagship show, Monday Night Raw, and would see over 7,000 females apply. The prize? A one-year WWE contract worth $250,000. Maria finished in fifth place, with Christy Hemme bagging herself the win. Other names involved that season were Joy Giovanni, Amy Webber, and one of wrestling's biggest female stars, Michelle McCool. Following on from the Diva Search, officials saw something in Maria, and she was offered a contract. She became a backstage interviewer on TV. She was portrayed to be a silly, ditzy kind of diva, and would be seen interviewing some of the biggest stars, both pre- and post-matches, and occasionally get herself into hot water, leaving a sting on her face from the likes of Trish Stratus and Melina. Remember that slap? Yeah, I bet Maria does. Maria had her first major storyline when she teamed with John Cena to take on the power couple of the Rated R superstar Edge and Lita. They had some backstage segments, and this would lead to a main event match on Raw, with Maria picking up the win for her team. This happened when a spear that was meant for Cena accidentally hit Lita. This, I thought, would have led to something big for Maria, but I feel for her career with WWE, it had been very stop-start over the years. From here, Maria would be featured in a number of singles matches against the more skilled in-ring performer Lita, and would also go on to take part in the tournament to crown a new women's champion after Trish Stratus retired with the belt in 2006 after beating her longtime rival Lita at Unforgiven, making her a seven-time WWE women's champion. In 2008, Maria would be involved romantically with Santino Marella, but a return in Ashley would put a spanner in the works. She suggested Maria should be the next Playboy cover girl, much to Santino's disgust. During Maria's cover unveiling in February of 2008, Maria and Candice were shocked to see her cover had been tampered with and was covered in Marella cutouts. Yeah, weird, but it happened. This storyline would set up a feud between Maria and Beth Phoenix, which led to one of Maria's biggest matches of her career, on the grandest stage of them all, WrestleMania. Maria was originally set to team with Candice Michelle, but due to injury, Ashley was drafted in to take her place. The team worked well, they looked great, and I enjoyed the pairing, but the Playboy girls were outmatched by Melina and Beth, and an outside interference from Santino would eventually cost Maria the win. The match was quite slow-paced, but it delivered what it needed to deliver. It had some great spots, the divas surrounded the ring, even the lights went out mid-match, and I genuinely thought The Undertaker had arrived. Silly, I know. This didn't stop the women, though. They knew this was their moment, and they owned it. It was a solid match, and I always say I've always been team heel. I was glad Beth and Melina won, but I did love the Playboy girls' entrance for the match. They both performed well, but just couldn't out-wrestle their opponents. My only criticism, maybe, would be that the divas outside the ring got involved that little bit more, because it kind of felt like, why were they there? They didn't really have much to do with the match, especially with it being a WrestleMania match. But still great nonetheless. Maria wasn't a name with WWE where you thought champion or even contender. Sadly, from this point during the supplemental draft, Maria was drafted to SmackDown. She won her debut match against Victoria and a few weeks later would win a Las Vegas Dice on a Pole match to become the number one contender for the Divas Championship. Maria came up short against then champion Michelle McCool, and I think from this point we saw the beginning of the end for Maria, hence why I said sadly. She had some minor feuds with the likes of Melina and Lay Cool, but nothing major came from it. Maria would win a Slammy Award in 2009 for Diva of the Year, as voted for by the WWE fans, but a tag match with Mickie James facing Lay Cool will be her final match before being released in February of 2010. Now, as I always mention, the burning question is, should Maria have been champion? This one is difficult. While I know not every woman who steps between the ropes can be a champion, I do feel sometimes the women who don't capture some gold can be missed opportunities. I refer back to a Divas Championship win nobody saw coming, the 12th of October 2009. Remember it? Jillian Hall beats Mickie James for the Divas title. I absolutely loved this segment. I thought Jillian would be champion for more than literally 2 minutes or whatever it was. They dropped the ball with her big time. And Maria, I think, is another case of this. Should she have been the women's champion? In my opinion, no. Could she have been Divas champion? Yeah. They could have run an angle with Santino by her side, constantly distracting or cheating, allowing Maria to be visibly upset by his actions, but capitalized nonetheless, still keeping her as the babyface. Or they could have turned a heel. I mean, we've seen this down the line and it worked. We've seen in recent years the success she brings as a heel. So yeah, I do think Maria should have been champion in her first run. Not a record-breaking title reign, but just a taste of the gold could have helped her character hugely. I don't think it would have damaged the Divas title reputation either, but like Jillian's, it would have been a fun reign to remember, alongside the successful champions like Nikki Bella's longest reign, Layla's return from injury to win the title, and Maurice's heel run with the Divas Championship. So yeah, I think it could have slotted in there just nicely. In 2011, Maria would confirm on Twitter that she would be appearing at Ring of Honor. She would accompany her real-life then-boyfriend, now-husband, Mike Bennett, in his three-way elimination match for the Ring of Honor World Television Championship at the Final Battle pay-per-view, which he won. In early January 2012, Maria would be dubbed the First Lady of Ring of Honor. After a few in-ring segments and attacks, August came around and we would see Maria step into the ring alongside Mike for a mixed tag match, which the pair lost. Maria would always be involved in her husband's matches in Ring of Honor. She was always ringside and would be looking for ways to help her husband pick up the win whichever way she could. But in December of 2015, Maria and Mike would leave Ring of Honor after a failed negotiation for contracts with the company. During a Ring of Honor run in February 2012, Maria would actually pick up her first official title. She became the inaugural FWE Women's Champion. She held the title for around a month until she lost it to Winter, WWE's Katie Lee Burchill, in a triple threat match which also involved Rosita, now known as Zelina Vega in WWE. In July, Maria would become a two-time FWE Women's Champion where she beat Winter and then would successfully defend the title against Angelina Love at FWE No Limits. Skipping forward to January 2016, Maria would be seen in Impact Wrestling. She would introduce herself as a heel character, realistically, for the first time in her career. The first time that would lead to something, shall I say. She introduced her husband, then known as The Miracle, Mike Bennett. In February, Maria would enter a feud with Impact legend Gail Kim, after Kim refused her help to make her mainstream. In April, Maria would win a ladder match for the opportunity to become the new Impact Knockouts Division Commissioner. During the feud between Maria and Gail, a singles match was set up for Slammiversary on the 10th of June. Maria then revealed on her Instagram account that she had suffered a broken hand and therefore she was not medically cleared to compete at Slammiversary, and a match with Kim was called off. Kim was therefore added to the Knockouts Championship match, making it a triple threat match. On the 1st of September episode of Impact, after weeks of mistreatment and degrading moments, Maria berated and forcibly pinned her apprentice Ali to win, for the first time in her career, the Knockouts Championship. Maria would hold the title for 50 days before the Bound for Glory pay-per-view, where Gail Kim would defeat Maria for the championship, and she would also step down as TNA Knockouts Commissioner. Mike and Maria didn't re-sign with Impact and left the promotion in March. I'm thinking, at this time, was Maria the gift that kept on giving? WWE, Ring of Honor, Impact, with much, much more to come. She was only scratching the surface with this new character. It's worlds away from the Maria we knew in 2004, a Maria I much prefer. So moving forward too, and I'll say, here she comes again, like good medicine, one of the best entrance themes from the Divas era. My top three had to be Maria, Legs Like That, Candice Michelle, Move Your Body, the original version, and Tori Wilson, A Girl Like That. Talking of themes and shades of divas, what about Tiffany Stratton's theme? How 90s pop was Daddy's Little Rich Girl? It's up there for me. Loved it. Check it out on iTunes. It's released. What can I say? I've checked. Anyway, moving forward to June 2017, and Maria is back home in WWE. But thankfully, we got the bad bitch Maria. But she didn't come alone. She and husband Mike Bennett debuted on the Money in the Bank pay-per-view stage. Maria accompanied Mike to the ring for his debut match on SmackDown against Sami Zayn, and in true managerial interference style, helped Mike pick up the W. This pairing didn't last long, as Maria announced in September they were expecting a child. She then took leave of absence, but returned, visibly pregnant, for the Raw 25 reunion in January 2018, where she was honoured as a female legend in the company of the past 25 years. She appeared on stage alongside fellow legends, Hall of Famers the Bella Twins, Kelly Kelly, Lillian Garcia, Hall of Famers Tori Wilson, Trish Stratus, there was Michelle McCool, Terry Runnels, the list just goes on. 9 months passed and Maria was back. She inserted herself into a match between her husband and Lince Dorado on 205 Live, and just weeks later had her first official match back in WWE since 2009 at the all-women's pay-per-view Evolution, where she took part in an all-women's battle royal. From here, Maria stuck with the managerial role. She was ringside for Mike's matches, she was cheating, and it was reported the pair were slated to be very unhappy in their current position and had requested their release. Maria, however, took to Twitter to deny these rumours. What more can we say? There's been a lot of back and forth with Maria and that sort of career over the years, from WWE to Impact. She's very vocal, let's put it that way. She's not afraid to say what she thinks, and that's a good thing. But yeah, this is where the rumours start. So, the Royal Rumble came around in 2019, and Maria laced up those wrestling boots once more when she competed in her first, but the second, annual Women's Royal Rumble match. She had a few memorable spots, interrupting the growing feud between Lacey Evans and Charlotte Flair. She delivered a bulldog to both superstars at the same time, then had an altercation with Alicia Fox, where she attempted to break Alicia's hat in the ring, and we all remember Foxy's hats. They made a statement, that's for sure. Maria entered the match at number 15 and lasted 8 minutes and 12 seconds before being eliminated by Alicia. So, not bad going really, I wouldn't say, for a part-time wrestler. In July of 2019, Mike and Maria had a backstage segment where she would offer Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch a mixed tag match. Charlie was interviewing the champions ahead of their respective title defenses in a mixed tag match at Extreme Rules when Maria interrupted their interview and said she found it a little bit desperate that they called themselves the first couple of WWE. Becky and Seth obviously denied this, but Maria wasn't done yet. She went on to say they walk around with their accolades and their titles, and Becky beat the baddest woman on the planet, Ronda Rousey, but Maria pointed out that she pushed an 8-pound baby out of her uterus. Yeah, very odd statement, I thought, but nonetheless, it set the crowd up to pick sides between couples, and job done, right? Wrong. Maria asked, how about here, tonight, me and my bitch take on you, as she looks at Seth, and yours, looking to Becky. We had a great heel in Maria, Mike flexing his pecs and Becky and Seth looking ready to slap the heads off these dopes. This segment had me excited. I really thought Maria was going to, maybe not full time, but step back into the ring and we were going to see more mixed tag matches. There was Andrade and Zelina, there was Baron and Lacey, I think Lana and Rusev as well around the same time. It was good. It could have come to something. So the match didn't go as planned. When it came to Maria's time in the ring with Becky, she escaped under the ropes, grabbed the mic and announced to the stadium she was pregnant again. And here we saw Maria turn on her husband Mike, telling him he wasn't man enough to get her pregnant, which led to some very odd backstage segments as the weeks roll by. But my favourite segment, one I'll always remember, and quite rightly, was Maria making history, becoming the first ever pregnant champion. After weeks of belittling her husband, she made him lie down for the three count and made her the new 24/7 champion, the first pregnant champion. The pair would then be let go in April 2020 in a mass budget cut during the COVID-19 pandemic era. So that wraps up Maria's time again with WWE. I'll say for now, not forever, because who knows? Never say never is the term they use, right? My favourite run of Maria's was a second one, and I much prefer her heel work. I'd have loved to have seen more mixed matches between Mike and Maria, and I would have liked to have seen Maria have a fight in 24/7 champion run after the pregnancy, obviously. Ring of Honor announced the return of Maria in December 2020 when she would introduce The Experience. This wouldn't last, however, as she was released not a year later alongside other wrestlers due to the company closing down. In January 2022, Maria returned to Impact Wrestling, aligning herself with husband Mike once again and Matt Taven, who now reside in AEW as The Kingdom. We see this trio create havoc on TV, and I think the tag team championships will be in their near future. Maria is strictly managing the faction. She's not had any in-ring work for AEW yet. I believe she's involved backstage in some coaching, but she's yet to step inside the ropes. I mean, AEW has a huge pool of talent right now in the women's locker room. It's almost like WWE Part 2, having the likes of Saraya, Ruby Soho, Toni Storm, Athena, Ty Mello, all these women on the roster that we've seen in WWE are now thriving here in this new locker room, in this new company. AEW is going places. However, we do also see legends like Serena Deeb, Mercedes Martinez, and Madison Rain. Rain, being a longtime TNA roster member, would you like to see Maria versus Madison? I would. Maria versus Saraya, maybe? The opportunities are endless. While I would like to see Maria in the ring again, I don't think we'll be treated to it anytime soon. Maria has proven to be a mainstay in the professional wrestling world, a name I think doesn't get mentioned enough. I ran a poll on Twitter asking you all who was your favourite diva feud with Maria and other divas, and your answer, Maryse. While I do agree they had some good segments, some good matches, some good chemistry, it was the ultimate babyface versus the ultimate heel that worked. But I did always enjoy a match seeing Maria pitted against Beth Phoenix. It was just the powerhouse and the ditzy diva, but it worked. So I think Maria Kanellis deserves her flowers. Love her or hate her, she's given a lot to the business and has paid her dues. She's a legend in my eyes. I think she's shown the females of yesterday, today, and even tomorrow that there are many caps to be worn in the world of women's wrestling, and I think she wears each one really well. Do I think she should be inducted into the Hall of Fame? I don't know. I'd have to say on her WWE work alone, probably not. But if it was cast on a wider scale for everything she's achieved and contributed, then 100% yes. But WWE being the company they are would never acknowledge this. So I don't want to say no because it seems unfair. I'll say not right now. Maybe she'll come back with new management. Who knows? So, yeah, that's it. That wraps up the end of season one of They Made Their Way to the Ring. I want to thank you all for the support you've given, the positive feedback, the streams, retweets, and likes, and I'd hope you'll stick around to see if we can create some magic and bring a season two to the world of women's wrestling podcasts. Off the back of this, if anyone wants to hire me as a ring announcer, you've got my socials. Remember, DMs are always open. I've been your host. You've been phenomenal. And I'll see you sometime in the near future for the second run of They Made Their Way to the Ring. Ding, ding, ding.